Test, test. That working? I hope so. Okay. Today is February 12th. Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday. I'm Dwayne McCacken. This is the Community From Within podcast. Driving home as usual from after work. And, no. Try that again. Okay. The microphone from last time worked good. I'm using it again. Let's see if last time was a dud or fluke or what. But as I was walking back to the car, trying to think of something to talk about here, there is a subject I've been wanting to talk about for a while, so I'll get into that today. But first, to be honest, I have a pounding headache right now. And I don't know what's going on. I was feeling pretty decent most of today. I was out sick from work yesterday. Mostly because of my neck. I don't know what I did. Monday, I was at work. My neck was killing me. I didn't sleep Monday night. Tuesday morning, woke up. I could not move. And so Tuesday sucked. This morning, felt a little better. Came to work. Was pretty decent most of the day. But as I walked back to the car, I could feel, you know, like a pinching in my neck. I feel like if I just cracked my neck one way, it would go away. But anyway, point being, as I was walking toward the car, I started getting this headache all of a sudden. I don't know why. Anyway. Excuse me. I'm just going to try to ignore it and see how we go here. Because I have not recorded anything in since January. And today was a good day, though, as well. Very happy to see an old friend. There's a sales rep for a company that I deal with on a regular basis in my job. And he was down today visiting some customers in the Maritimes. He's based in Montreal. And I haven't seen him in person in over 2 years, going on 3 years. So I was really happy to catch up with him today. Yeah, that was really nice. And I keep trying to crack my neck. It's not working. Let me think here. How to begin? The topic I wanted to talk about for this is The Secret. It's a movie. It's a book and a movie. It's about something called the Law of Attraction. And you Google it, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of wooey stuff out there. And so this goes back to 2006. I had graduated university. And I had been away from home for a little while, came home, had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I had a university degree, it was a joint degree in anthropology and development studies, as in community development or international development. And I had a lot of background in this stuff, of course, but I had no job, no idea what I'm going to do. So yeah, this is actually, it's early, I'm going to say late January, early February of 2007. I'm at home, I'm at my parents' place, I'm unemployed, nowhere to live, I have nothing. I was looking for a job in the nonprofit sector, looking to work for a nonprofit organization. And a local community cable television station was hiring a manager. Went to work for them. And they were run by a community development organization. So I was working for the, at the time, it was the Port Hood Area Development Association. They ran what was called Jump TV. Jurik Mabu Port Hood Television. Jump. So, I was, you know, at the time, I can't remember what minimum wage was. Minimum wage was probably in the $8 to $9 range per hour in Nova Scotia. The job, I took it at, I think, $12 per hour. So it was better than minimum wage. But, I mean, I was still pretty much broke. I had an old beat-up car. I at the time, I'm trying to think how old I was at the time. 26, maybe? So I'm trying to figure out what to do with my life. And I had listened to some motivational stuff, you know, Tony Robbins, that sort of thing. And I was really down in the dumps looking for something. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for inspiration or motivation. And I come across this video online called The Secret. And I watched it. And something about it really struck me. Now, if you're not familiar with this, I'm going to describe it. And I want to put the disclaimer out there. I am not saying that this is a real thing. I'm going to just describe what happened in my experiences. Then I will tell you after what I believe about this. Because it's pretty wooey. And the idea behind the law of attraction, as they describe it in the movie The Secret, and in countless other books and videos and stuff you find online nowadays, people trying to, you know, make their money from it. The idea is that like attracts like. So if you have thoughts about something, you're going to attract that to you. If you're thinking negatively, you'll attract negative things. If you think positively, you'll attract positive things. So, and no matter what the circumstances of your life, they say, it's as a result of how you were thinking in the past. So far, in some way, it's not entirely false what they're claiming here. But this is the thing: they bring in these like guys who they say they're quantum physicists or philosophers and stuff, and they basically say that if you think and feel hard enough, and you wish it, and you imagine it, and you visualize, and you almost act as if you already have the thing. The movie The Secret is very material based. Based on money and having things like cars and houses. Like at one point they talk about if you want a certain car, imagine yourself driving that car. Imagine yourself grabbing the steering wheel of that vehicle. Okay. I'm experiencing some allergies here, so my nose is getting plugged up. I'm scared my voice is getting more nasally than it usually is. But anyway, I digress. Sorry for the sniffling. Anyway, the point is, they basically say if you just you think positively and you think about what you want, the universe will give it to you, like magically. And it's okay to want whatever you want because people want different things and the universe is infinite and blah, 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 blah. Just if you really want to dive into it, go watch. I think you can probably find The Secret online, YouTube. You can find lots of stuff about it. The author's name is Rhonda Byrne, but she took stuff, quotes and things she found in the past from Now, if you read some of the famous books in the self-help, entrepreneurial sections, you know, everything from, you know, what's that one? Well, there's Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, or Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, or, you know, any of these old books. They all kind of allude to the exact same thing. This is, you know, Rhonda Byrne's using the word "the secret" as if she's revealing something, but really she's just revealing things that people have said in the past. It's true. So, for me, I seen this video and something clicked and I was like, wow, okay. Because you always have heard this, you probably heard this sort of thing before. If you have goals, write them down. Write out your goals. Write down what you want. Visualize, you know, imagine yourself. There's things called vision boards where you can, you know, draw or cut out pictures of things you want and put them up on the walls. It's a way of motivating you to go for that. The secret basically tries to tell you that if you put up your vision board, you want this truck and this house and this car and blah blah blah, you'll get it. The universe will give it to you. Okay, great. I did this. I started imagining things and visualizing things and thinking about what I wanted. And I would write down my goals. And some strange things really did start to happen. Next thing you know, I got rid of my crappy old car and I got a newer truck. And I had a reliable vehicle for one of the first times in my life. And I found a place to live. I got out of my parents' house and I was independent. I experienced some independence for a while. And I was slowly starting to feel like this was working or something. I was starting to feel, you know, unhappy with that job at one point, and I had this idea in my head for starting something different, and I went ahead and I did that, and then some, you know, other opportunities came. I'll give you one, the wooiest thing for me in that whole time. Two things. One that at one point actually convinced me this was real. I was trying to come up with a design for a project I was working on, and it involved like a flute. I was making a prototype, or like a, I was trying to come up with a logo, and I wanted as if I was going to make a sign to put out at the road, and on that sign included a flute. And in order to make up I was mocking up a prototype of the sign that I wanted to eventually make out of wood or something, and ultimately, that project didn't go this way. So I'm in the middle of this prototype thing, and I went to a dollar store, and I'm looking for, I imagined a flute, and what I was really looking for was, it's actually called a recorder. Do you know what a recorder is? It's like a small flute-like instrument that kids play in school. I remember seeing them at a dollar store one time in the past, many years before. And I'm walking through the dollar store, and I can't find them anywhere, can't find them anywhere, can't find them anywhere. I stop, I close my eyes, I visualize what I'm looking for, and I swear, I turn the corner and walk down an aisle. I don't find a bunch of recorders anywhere, but on top of a cardboard box in the middle of the aisle, surrounded by completely unrelated items, is the recorder that I'm looking for. So, as per the movie The Secret, I literally think I've materialized this from thin air just by visualizing it and wanting it bad enough. So I'm like, wow, I'm freaking a little bit. Secondly, many years later, but 5 or 6 years later, I'm in a different job. I'm cleaning out some stuff, going through, and I find one of these old journals that I had, and I started going through a list of my personal goals I had written down in 2007. I'd like this, I'd like that. And I'm checking off, like, holy wow. I had basically put check marks beside every one of them. I'd accomplished all these things I had wanted. But the scariest for me at the time was, at the last point was, I would like to be making this much money within this many years. And I realize I'm exactly that number of years later. And get this, my exact salary at that time was the same number. To the penny. To the penny. Okay. So these kinds of things freak me out a little bit. And I actually thought for a while that this was real. But there are always things that bugged me about it. And I always, you know, I've, you know, anything I come across, I always look at things like, you know, if you see a video proclaiming something, I like to Google, you know, debunking this or that, and see what the who's refuting those claims out there. And if you look up debunking the secret or refuting the law of attraction, you'll find a bunch of stuff out there too. You realize that the science, you know, the quantum mechanics ideas they espouse in the secret, they're being a little maybe disingenuous to what the actual science states. But anyway, and also, you know, they're basically saying this works for everybody. But well, then why, you know, are you telling me poor people just haven't heard about it? What about all the people in you know, so-called developing nations who are living off of less than a dollar a day? They just never heard of the law of attraction. If they just imagined it, they could have anything they want. It's not systematic, you know, world policies from the GATT conventions, or, you know, it's not, you know, corruption and dictatorships. You know, the people of North Korea just could be well off and happy if they knew the law of attraction. Give me a break, okay? It's complete BS, in other words. So I'm sorry if you're following this and you say, what? You just said it worked, and now you're trying to say it's BS? Okay, let me explain. This is my statement. The secret, or the law of attraction, absolutely 100% works. But not because of any kind of wooey-wooey stuff, not because of magic or the universe is giving it to you. And other people have said the same thing, I believe, or similar, but I just want to clarify my own thoughts on it. See, I think that if you're focusing on something and you're thinking about something and writing down your goals, you're visualizing things, you're programming yourself and you're programming your own subconscious to recognize opportunities and paths that lead to those things you want down the road. The more you focus on things and the more you adopt, yes, a positive attitude. The more you adopt an attitude of gratitude, you're thankful for what you... I mean, it doesn't matter. Forget all the law of attraction BS stuff. If you're grateful for what you have, you're going to want less and be happier no matter what. That's nothing to do with the secret of law of attraction. They talk about it in there, but it's just common bloody sense. But the point is, as far as the law of attraction is concerned, if you're like, so you want... Okay, the salary thing, right? Let's say back in 2007, I really wanted to be making a certain number. I want to be making this much money. I want to make this much money. I want to make this much money. And I'm thinking about that and focusing on that. 5 years later, when I'm sitting with my HR rep and I'm negotiating a salary for a job, unbeknownst to me, like subconsciously, I might not remember that in 2007 I was writing that number down specifically, but it's there, it's in my memory somewhere, it's in the back of my mind, it's in my subconscious. And so when I settled on that number and I was happy with it, there was a reason for that, and there was a reason for that number I was going for. That's the number I wanted back then. It's nothing to do with the universe giving it to me, but it was there. I put that out there and I grabbed a hold of it when the time came. The recorder in the store? Okay. There's something called a coincidence. I don't know what I really believed. Did I really believe that thing materialized from thin air? Okay, so I'll admit it. Yeah, it's embarrassing, but I think I did truly believe that at one point. I remember actually telling that to a couple people back then. Telling them, wow, I made this happen. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, point is, you know, so what do you want? You want a... You're driving a shitty old car, you want a new car, you want a better car, you want something more reliable? Focus on what you want, think about it, visualize, make a vision board, do all that stuff. And if you do that, what's going to happen is that at some point in the future, an opportunity will present itself, and you're more likely to recognize that opportunity, leading you to the path to the thing you want or need. Because if you're not visualizing, you're not focusing on your goals, you're not focused, you're not thinking about it, and you're going to let opportunity pass you by. That's the best way I can explain the secret, the law of attraction. I think the reason why the secret... I don't know if Rhonda Byrne and the people at The Secret believe it's... definitely some people... I'm not saying them, but some people believe it's 100% magic. It's the universe. The universe is a conscious, living, you know, supernatural organism that you know, gives you what you want. Ask and you shall receive, sort of thing. And it works in the sense that it replaces, you know, society used to be a lot more religious in the past. So by creating this conscious, aware universe around you and using basically religious symbology and thinking, it sort of replaces that. Putting your thoughts out into the universe and asking for something is no different than praying to a god for what you want. So whether you're praying or whether you're visioning, I think, you know, I'm not discounting. What am I trying to say here? I think deep down, it comes down to your... programming yourself to recognize opportunities when they come by your way. That's what it is. If you don't spend the time to focus and think about it. So in The Secret, why don't they just spell it out like that? Why do they go with the magic wooey wooey stuff? I think that's easier for people to accept. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's easier for people to accept that in the same way it's easier for people to accept... Or it was easier in the past for people to accept a religious explanation for things. So, that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about today. How do I proceed with that? I guess this all came up because I read things sometimes. I see this and that about people that they debunk The Secret or they talk about it, and a lot of times it's simply that it's all BS, or B, it's 100%. Like the wooey wooey part is BS. There's no magic involved. But it does work in the sense that it programs yourself and your mind to recognize the opportunities when they come your way. That is, you know, so yes, it absolutely 100% works. Now, that said, you can envision all you want and maybe no opportunities come your way and you're stuck and everything sucks and that's life. Maybe, and, you know, I don't have the answer, obviously. But I guess if, you know, if you're fortunate enough that there are opportunities out there, then it's better to know what your goals are and know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you know, you don't know where you're going. One of the statements they do make in The Secret, the movie that I really loved, was actually that, you know, it's like driving down a highway at night with your headlights on. You can only see as far as the headlights, but you keep on going and the road unfolds as you go. And the thing about that is, you have to know where you're going in order to get there. If you don't know where you're going, you keep following that road, but you don't know where you're going to end up. You're going to miss the signs. If you know where you're going, you'll see the signs and you can steer towards your goal. But if you don't know where you're going, the signs and exits will pass you by and just keep going down that same old road. So, I've been thinking lately about this. I've been thinking about this, and I haven't spent much time recently visioning what I want, or where I want to go, or what I want to do. I talked about this recently, about being in a funk, in the last episode, I think. Not feeling 100%, not feeling motivated sometimes. And I think that's part of the reason why, is because I haven't sat down and thought about it more. My wife and I, we have this big master plan for our property and things we want to do. But even that, we haven't revised it in over a year now. So sometimes I feel like I'm just spinning my tires, you know what I mean? So, point being, it's time to sit down and write down my goals. Where do I want to be in 5 years, in 10 years? I'm going to be 42 years old this year. 10 years from now, I'll be 52. And if you ask me where I want to be in 10 years from now, I have no idea. I have no idea what my life actually looks like, because I haven't spent any time thinking about it recently. And that scares the hell out of me. So I'm going to do that very, very soon. This week. Tonight. Yeah, I gotta do it. And it does work, but as long as you get my point, I hope you understand, I'm not saying there's no magic. If you want to believe there's magic involved and it works for you, then all the power to you. But like, even a few years ago, we bought a car, we had a reliable vehicle, my old Dodge Dakota, that one I bought when I bought it back then in 2007, it was a reliable vehicle, but, you know, by 2016... That poor truck was 16 years old and on its last legs. And for about a year at that point, I've been carrying around a picture of a new truck in my wallet. A new truck. It was color blue. It had four doors. It was a Ford F-150. I carried that around my wallet, and I saw that picture of that truck every day. And one day, I was kind of fed up with my old Dodge. I love that truck. I love the Dakota. But the Dodge doesn't make Dakotas anymore. And the only other truck I would have liked was a Ford Ranger. And they didn't make Rangers anymore at that point. But I had the F-150 there, the picture of it. And I just, that was a boost to me, right? I went over right to the Ford dealer. I picked out a truck. And I got it. Still paying for it, but point is, you know, I had prepared myself for over a year when the opportunity came, I reached out and grabbed it. If that day when what happened was my Dodge Dakota, I got stuck. I'm backing down the driveway of my old garden. I went off the road in the ditch, and it was raining, and I couldn't get out because it was a two-wheel drive, and I walked home in the rain all mad. I hadn't been thinking or concentrating with the F-150. If I hadn't been thinking about the F-150, if I hadn't already looked into it, researched it, known about it, God knows what I would have ended up with, or where I would have went, or what I would have bought, or if anything. I do not regret getting it. But other than that, that was 2016. I haven't done any sort of visioning or even just daydreaming or goal setting at all. It's the small stuff for the businesses, like the dog treats. I've mapped out a couple things that I want to do in very short term. That's about it. So speaking of which, go to goodboy.ca, G-O-O-D-B-O-I, to find out where to get your Good Boy dog treats. Now available at Wayne's Variety in Judic, Brook Village Grocery in Brook Village, and at the Straight Bottle Exchange, which is the recycling depot in Port Hawkesbury, right beside the Kent Central Building Supplies. And go to communityfromwithin.com. Send me a message, send me an email, send me a question, comment, grievance, whatever, the contact form. And that's it. Thank you all for listening. Hope you have a great day. I hope this was useful. Point being, bottom line, visioning works. It's just not magic. Okay? Cheers, everybody. Bye.